special schus for Amenim and Rasi Shirichil schus Nechakito Bas Rachel S. Bas Maris Rachel Esther. The Bracha Vatzlav Choma Sevo Choyotech Alatzeha. Le Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Shmuel Shlomo Ben Shimon. And Aliza Rachel Bas Chaim Tzvi. In Bereshis Parshas Vayeshev Perek Lamed Ches Pasuk Tes Vav. It says that Yehuda saw her, Vayachsheveha Lizona, and he thought that she was a prostitute. Talking about Tamar, Vakikisa Paneha, because she covered her face. Rashi brings from the Medrash, on the words Kikisa Paneha, Kishahaisa Beves Chamia, when Tamar was in the house of her father-in-law, Judah, Yehuda, she was a tsnua, she was a modest woman, lefichach, and therefore lo chashta. He wasn't choshed her. He didn't assume that it was her. Since she was such a tsnua, she walked around with a covered face. So Yehuda assumed that that's what it means, ki kissa paneh. She was so modest. Therefore Yehuda assumed that she remains modest, and this isn't her. When he sees this prostitute, it isn't Tamar. So we see that Yehuda had reason to suspect her, that this would be Tamar trying to be with him. Like we see explicitly in Rashi and Sota Yeramit Beis, in Elishna Achrina, see there in that goes Habach. And nevertheless, even though there are many women in the Shuk, there are many women who are willing to do this for the right price, Mechitesi, that I should think this is Tamar. And that's because, so he could have suspected her, and there are many women, why should he suspect her? The reason he could have suspected that it was really Tamar who was this prostitute, quote unquote, is because Yehuda knew how great a tzaddikas Tamar was, and she was really davuk in this house. The Medrash tells us, "Vateshev v'Pesach einayim shall tosei now the Pesach shkol einayim tliyos lo." Or Yerotz shlosei mebay zereikam. Ayn sham the Medrash that Tamar very much wanted to be part of Yehuda's home and to bear children, and that was her will. So that's the reason Yehuda would have suspected her, because she was very connected to his house, and therefore Yehuda had reason to believe, to suspect that it was her. Except for the fact that she was a very big tznua. So, such a tsnua girl, such a modest girl, Yehuda's not suspecting that she's going to be the one, that she's going to be this prostitute. But if not for that, if not for the fact she was a tsnua, he should have suspected her, because Tamar very much wanted to be part of Yehuda's home and to bear children from this home. So according to this, it's Shver, asks Marina Rabbeinu Agon Agol Reitzach Man Zetzal. How do you understand the pasuk? Weiter, Chavdale, Vahikim, Shosh Chadashim, Vayugad, Yudale, Mor, Zanzatak, Tomar Kalosech, Vagamine, Harlis, Nunim, Vayom, Yudot, Suvat, Sisarif. It was after about 3 months, and Yehuda was told that Tamar was Mizane, and not only was Tamar Mizane, not only did she engage in illicit sexual relations, but Hine, Harlis, Nunim, she has become pregnant in an illicit way. And Yehuda said, take her out and burn her. We discussed in a previous shiur why she's chayav sreifa. It's a big discussion in the Rishonim, Achronim. Very interesting. Shaila. So Yehuda says, take her out and burn her. And since al kol panim, we can learn from the fact that Tamar was mizane, that she no longer has tzniyus. So now Yehuda sees, oh, I thought she was such a modest girl. But now I see that that was fake news. She's really not so modest. So if that's true, then why is he saying, oh, take her out to burn her? Shouldn't he have thought that maybe he's the guy? That he should be pointing the finger at himself and not at her? He had a reason to suspect. The only reason he didn't suspect her is because she's modest. But now he sees that she's pregnant. So she's not so modest. So he should have thought, oh, maybe I'm the guy. So why did he say, Hotziu v'tisaref? Why didn't he start thinking to himself, hey, maybe I'm the guy, and therefore it's not her, I should be pointing the finger at, it's me. So says Moreno Verabeno Zetzal as follows, maybe. It says in Pasuk Chof Dalit, Zanze Tamar Kolasech, V'gam Hinei Har Leznunim, Tamar has been Mizane, and she's Har Leznunim. Your daughter-in-law Tamar has played the harlot. In fact, she is with child by harlotry. So the rabbi Seinu Bali Atosis asks, what's the hosaf of Vagam Har Leznunim? We already mentioned earlier on in the pasuk, Zanza Tamar Kalasech. We already said that she's a harlot. So just say, V'hine Hara. V'gam Hine Hara, she's pregnant. Al Shikhray asks his kash also, after the Bali test. So why does it say again that this Inyan of Znus, when we already mentioned it earlier on in the pasuk? It's tell us once, she was Mizana, that's enough. Why does it say twice? Again, it says Har Leznunim. We also have to understand Lashon Rabim, Znunim. Why Lashon Rabim? We also have to understand Vayugad Yudale Mor. And Yud was told to say. To say means you pass it on. Who's he supposed to pass it on to? The Al Shikhazomid and his kash. So we'd say as follows, isn't it when Yevom is 34b, that Tamar could not have been Misaber, Tamar could not have been impregnated with this Bia, since it was only the first Bia. Elishem Miyacha Be'etzba, that she punctured her Besul and her Hymen, enabling this pregnancy. Otherwise, she wouldn't have gotten pregnant. And if so, we could say, Shom Nama Yamakom Eitzel Yehuda Lachshov, yes, it's true that Yehuda had a place to believe, that he's the guy. But the chashad of Yehuda on Tamar, had she not covered her house in Yehuda's home, lo haya lo makom ela me'inyan shekatav Ramban b'pasuk chet she'inyan yibum haya ba'idei Yehuda. Yehuda's chashad that she is going to engage in this act of relations with him is only because, as the Ramban explains, that there's an inyan here of Yibum. Today we don't have the Torah. Yibum is not father-in-law, it's a daughter-in-law, it's Aser. But today's Yibum, but back then it was a family member. A family member did Yibum. We had at least one, maybe numerous shiurim on this in the past, the Inyan of Yibum. It's explaining this whole parasha. You can listen if you'd like. So it emerges that through this Bia, Yehuda's kona her. In other words, why is she going to seduce Yehuda? Why is she going to be with Yehuda? I don't know if she seduced him, but why is she going to offer herself to Yehuda? And the answer is, so the Yehuda's kona her, and it's a Yibum, and now they're married. And then she's going to remain connected to this home, to Yehuda's home. And that's her Ikar Ratzon. Or afterwards, she's going to show Yehuda that, hey, you're kona me with Yibum, so now let's remain married, and we'll have children together. So that's as far as just having Bia with him. But that she should be Moich Be'etzba, she should puncture her Besulin with her finger in order to be impregnated, and it'd be Zion in front of the whole world to be disgraced like this. Mapitom, why should she do that? The Icarus, she wants to be part of this home. Afterwards, also she'll have children. But now to get pregnant, well, why does she need this be Zion? And yet the pasuk says, "V'gam hara," she's pregnant. So if that's true, then Yehuda figured that it wasn't only me who had Bia with her. You're right, maybe it was her. Maybe she wanted Yibum. But if she's pregnant, I'm not the guy, because he's the first one. And the first one you don't get pregnant from the first one, the Gemara says. So what did he think to himself? There must be another guy. And if that's true, then why should I think that the first guy was me? Because of her tzidkus. I would think that, yeah, she wants me to do Yibum, she's going to trick me into this Yibum, into this Bia. Because she sets it tzedekis. But if she's such a tzaddikus, why is she pregnant? Why did she then go with another guy? So the answer is it must not be Tamar. And she said this woman is Tamazona. And it's not Tamar. Because if it was Tamar, and Tamar was acting out of tzidkus, then she wouldn't have been with the second guy. The only problem is they told her. They told Yehuda. Zansa Tamar Kalasech. It was Tamar. Oh, it was Tamar. Ah. If it was Tamar, then when she had beer with me, says Yehuda, it wasn't because of tzidkus. Because she went with another guy afterwards and got pregnant from him. And if that's the case, then she deserves to be burned. She's a zona. She's chayev esreifa. And that's what it says. Zansa tamar kalasech. And the raya is that Hara Liznunim, you know how we know that she was Mizane? That it was Nus? Because she's pregnant. So if she's pregnant, it's harlotry. Vagam Hara Liznunim is a raya. She must be a harlot. Because if it was just you, then I understand she wants to be part of your home. Yibum, she's L'shem Shamayim. But why is she pregnant then? There's another guy. Another guy, harlotry. That's why it says, "Vagam harlas nina harlas nunim." It's the raya that the first one wasn't mitoch tzidkus; it wasn't from her righteousness. And that's what it means. Lay more. What does it mean? Lay more. Yehuda was told to say. In other words, there's a fact here that tells us something else. Not just the etzem aznus. But what does the etzem aznus say? The etzem fact that she had bia is one thing. But this tells us something. What does it tell us? That it wasn't because of tzidkus. Because if it was because of tzidkus, then she wouldn't be pregnant. Zansa tamar kalasech v'kamine haru liznunim. V'hiki mishlosh chadash v'yugadudah leimor. Leimor is what I'm telling you now is going to tell you something else, another fact. And that is not only Zansa Tamar Kalasech, that it was Nus, but she was Mizane, she's pregnant. And the fact that she's pregnant means she's a harlot. It's telling us not only that she had Bia, but she did it in an illicit way. And therefore Yehuda said, and she deserves to be burned. So we understand why it says, Otsiyu v'tisar, if Yehuda was convinced she was a Zona. And then it says in Pasuk Chafei, Hi Metzei Svu Shalchal Beis El Chami Alemor. So it says in Pasuk Chof Hey, as she was being brought out, she sent this message to her father-in-law, I'm with child by the man to whom these belong. Examine these. Whose seal and cord and staff are these? In other words, the issue is not who she was Mizana with, who she had illicit relations with, but rather who she's pregnant from. Because it says, I am with child. Le'isha sher eila lo anochi hara. You know how I'm pregnant? You know I'm pregnant? The person who has these three signs, the one who gave me these three things, he's the one who got me pregnant. The issue here is her pregnancy. It's not the znus itself, the illicit relations. It's the pregnancy. And on that, it says in verse 26, Vayaker Yehuda. Vayaker Yehuda. Vayomer tzadeka mimeni. Ki alkein lo nisatia l'sheilavni. V'lo yasaf od l'da'ata. Yehuda recognized them and said, she is more right than I, inasmuch, I like inasmuch because it's like three words in one, three for the price of one, as I did not give her to my son Shelah, and he was not intimate with her again. Rashi writes from the Gemara in Sota 10b, Makis 23b, Minayada, Dilma Kihechi de Azilio Legaba, Azil Nami in a Shachrina Legaba. How does he know? Just like he went to her, maybe other men also. El Shiats Tabasco, Vermemeni Yatsu Kvushim. I don't know. Abasco came out and said that Mimeni Yatsu Kvushim, that this act that you did came from me, from Hashem, that Hashem made it happen. So, and that's like we've been saying, the discussion here is on the second Bia, because there's no reason to say that she became pregnant from the first Bia by doing miuch, by puncturing her hymen, because why would she do that? Why would she want to be Zion? And on that, the Basco came out and informed him, no. Indeed, only one Bia she had, and she got pregnant from that Bia. Because he's wondering, how is she pregnant? And the answer is, the Basco tells him, it's from you. Hashem wanted it from happen from you. It's actually another Girsa, text that says Mimcha Yatsu. So it came from you. The other is Basco says Mimeni. Is it from Hashem or is it from Yehuda? I'd say both are true. We believe everything is from God. We also believe that people have to take responsibility for their actions. So Yehuda admitted to her and he said, Sadka Mimeni, you're right. Now we can understand also the pshat with the drash. According to the pshat, Sadka Mimenu means she's more right than I am. She's more tzedeket than I am. Or she's more of a tzedekes than I am. She's more of a tzedikat. Sadka Mimenu, she's more of a righteous person than I am. So how does that shtim, how does that fit with the drash that a Basco came out and said, Mimenu Yotzu Kvushim, that this came from me, from Hashem? The word kvushim are secrets. It is for me that the secrets emerged. And that's all part of Hashem's plan. So, how does the pshat fit with the drash? The pshat that she's tzadka mimeni, she's more correct than I am, she's a bigger tzadekis than I am. How does that shtim with the drash that a Basco came out and said that it's for me, it's from Hashem? And also, we have to understand the pshat, the Eitz Yosef talks about this in Ein Yankif and Makis, that tzadka mimeni usually is, you have two sides, you have an argument, one is right, one is wrong. There's no argument. She was right, but it wasn't that Yehuda was wrong. Because when he said Utsio B'Toros, he didn't do it in an evil way. He thought that this is the din, she was Mizane. So what's Pshat Tzadka Mimeni, as if she's more right than he is, as if they were arguing about who's right and who's wrong, and she won. And also the Pasuk is Kalken L'Nastil Hashay L'Bini, that's the explanation of Tzadka Mimeni. What does one have to do with the other? She's more right than I am. Because she really wasn't Tara Liznunim. I was the guy. Because I didn't give her to my son Shayla, what does that have to do with anything? How does that follow? It's non sequitur. So based on what we said, pshat is that tzadka hi mimeni, because I understood that she would not be moech be'etzba, she wouldn't puncture her besulin and become pregnant for children And in order to do Yibum, and that's Hakam Hashem Lameis, for her late husbands, now she's going to have children, building their, upholding their name, like Chazal, like the Pasuk tells us. That's what I thought. That she wasn't Moich Be'etzba. V'chol anidon shli klape Elohi al ritzona b'kinyan ayibum. Ulishar Bambayis, and I didn't like we said earlier, I didn't think that she was going to be Moich Be'etzba. My only thought was that maybe she's going to want Yibum and remain in the home, and therefore I was wondering how did this woman get pregnant then? It must be there's another guy. But Lamaisit Satki Mimani Bazeh, I understood, in other words, there was really an argument here, an unspoken argument. I understood she didn't want kids, but she really did want kids. And she intended to get pregnant. She was Moich Be'etzba. She didn't just want to remain in Yehuda's house. She wanted children from him. She wanted to do Lakim Shem for her late husbands, to raise a name for them. And that's how the Pasuk follows and says, she's right. Tzadka Mimeni, she's more right than I am. Ki Al Kein Lo Nesati El Sheila Bini. And therefore I didn't give her, because I didn't give her to my son Sheila. Because there's this union of Yibum with brothers. That's the Torah law already. And I didn't give Sheila to do Yibum because I was afraid that Sheila would end up doing like Ona. Because Lo Lo Azera, he's going to have to do Yibum. The seed isn't his, it's in his brother's memory. So therefore he's just going to be Mashkes Arza, like Onin did. Rachmana Litzlan. So that's what it means, that she's more right than I am. I didn't think she was going to get pregnant. And she really did. And then it follows, Ki Al Kein Lo Nesati El Sheila Bini. That's also talking about the Yibum. She's more right than I am. She wanted children, and that's why I didn't give her to Sheila, because I was afraid that with Sheila she wouldn't have children, because he would be Mashkes Arza. So she's more right than I am. That in the end she was. I thought she wasn't going to want to get pregnant by me right away, but she did. And this whole thing of getting pregnant is why I didn't give her to Sheila. Because I was afraid that by Sheila she wouldn't get pregnant and he would die. Hashem would end his life because he did this terrible avera of destroying his seed and not getting her pregnant. And then she said, Le'ish, you know, that guy who gave me these simanim, that's the one I got pregnant from. So you thought I wasn't going to try to get pregnant from you, and actually I did. And therefore tzadka mimeni. And she's also a bigger tzadekes. Because me, according to my madrega, was pasha to me, that even though there's a big inyan of having children with Yibum, but I didn't think she'd be mevazer herself for this. And she was such a tzedekah. She said, yeah, I'm willing to embarrass myself. People are going to think the things about me. You're going to think things about me. I don't care. I want to try to have children with Yibum. I'm going to pay that heavy price. So that's the pshuto shel mikra. You were more correct. I was wrong. I thought you weren't going to try to have kids with me right away. You did. And you're more of a tzedekah. So you're willing to go through this bizayon. So that's the pshat. Comes the drash and explains that the proof that she's right and not me is from the baskel that came out from Shemayim. Otherwise, how did he know? How did he know that she's really such a tzedekes? Maybe there's another guy involved. Now, this pashpshat is that she's more correct than me and she's a bigger tzedekes than me. Yeah, but how does he know this information? Maybe there's another person involved. Maybe just like she went to him, she went to somebody else. So that's what the Baskol comes and tells us. No. Mimeni. Hashem said, I made sure it happened this way. So exactly as Yehuda thought, so it was. So that's the Mahalach in this little parsha. And Hadvarim Hayu Neflaim B'Yoser Baruch Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya. And Mirtz Hashem, hopefully we will keep, there's a lot to talk about here, both Mipchina Hilchatit and Mipchina Ra'ayonit Hashkafatit, a lot to learn. So Mirtz Hashem, we should be zochet to learn it. Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much for listening.